views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Claire Candy Hoff. Through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational books entitled Angels of Faith and One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness and my autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, are based on my recollections of our life in spirit, and they help us to remember our divine, eternal natures. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past, and I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the present moment, which is the only place that they can experience synchronicities, miracles, and magic. As an angel practitioner, I help people to see their lives from a higher perspective with the help of an extraordinary group of angels who call themselves the Posse of Angels. Just like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for that free angel advice. You can call into the show on 1-800-930-2819. But before we get to those callers, once again, hello everyone and welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. For those of you that are celebrating Halloween today, I hope you do get more treats than you do get tricks. You know, a dear client of mine shared a Facebook post a few days ago, and the post read, "May the last few months of 2017 be the plot twist you have been waiting for." So let's take a look at the energies that will be affecting our plot twists for the rest of the year. The November energies will be urging us to focus on who we are, to make sure that we're being completely authentic and honest with ourselves and with others. You know, it will be very important that we communicate only the truth with belief, compassion, and passion. With all the division that we are now seeing in our world as old and hidden agendas are crumbling and falling away, like the most recent revelations from the dark underbelly of Hollywood, all of these things are being revealed to make way for a new world to be born. A truthful world, that we have been asking for, and we can finally ask to take responsibility. And when we hear about all of these things crumbling away, it's very important for us to stay in compassion and non-judgment for whatever is happening and being revealed, because that is so very needed for our wounded planet, is those energies of non-judgment and compassion. The Posse of Angels wish for us to know that it really doesn't matter how or in what area of our life we choose to take inspired action to bring positive energy, more light and love to the world, but just as long as it comes directly from your heart. Now, the November 4th full moon falls in the sign of Taurus, and it is one that will stimulate our emotional sensibilities to help us cope with a heightened sense of being emotional. good old Taurus is urging us to get out in nature, to ground ourselves, and to do something physical. The big news in November is that Saturn is up to some powerful hijinks between November 15th and December 4th. As Saturn often forces us into action, and this energy will create manifestations of huge changes in our reality, which will bring a dramatic change to many of our lives. You know, many of us will be offered those dream opportunities, jobs. We will be introduced to a much prayed for relationship, a love that we have so longed for, which may see us moving locations out of city, out of state, and some of us may even move out of country. If you are prone to being sensitive and triggered, then be forewarned that it might be likely that you are pushed to, you're pushed into a sense of being overwhelmed. Do whatever you need to do to remain calm, kind, gentle, loving, and focus on grounding these energies. And I know it's tremendously difficult as we see governments and those so-called people and authorities, all of these things that are being revealed that were hidden for so long. It is very important to stay in non-judgment and compassion. The Posse of Angels can't stress this anymore. Than they are already, because these are the energies which will bring more calm and peace to our wounded planet. Now, later in the month, the new moon in Scorpio, falling on November 18th, will ask us to focus on our goals and fully commit to them, and to welcome in and receive anything that leads to these enormous changes in our lives, because it's for the greatest good of our soul's expansion and the greatest good for all concerned. So, as this month unfolds, I would love to hear from you. Maybe you'd like to share whatever plot twists you experience in your life as we head into these last 2 months of 2017. And with many of us now inspired to take action, the Posse of Angels do not want us to limit ourselves. And hence, today's topic is called Age Appropriate is No Longer Appropriate. You know, after living in Los Angeles for many years, I finally got to go to the Hollywood Bowl last year, and it was absolutely amazing. Pete and I went to see Paul Simon, who, at the age of 74 years of age, was on yet again another world tour. After 11 studio albums, 2 live albums, 9 compilation albums, and 15 singles, he was promoting his new album, which was entitled Stranger to Stranger. Paul Simon was firmly planted in my memories in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, and 90s, as I was born in 1955, and I anticipated that listening to his music again would transform me back to those times and places. But you know what? When the concert began, I found myself more taken with the energy that this musical genius was emitting. And it was different from how I remembered him in former years. Now, the Posse of Angels is reminding me that this is so because I was vastly different now. He now exuded self-acceptance, worthiness. He had a sense of poise about him, as if he had really, truly come home to himself energetically. He'd become one with his music and his creativity. And I noticed that it was rather than him trying to prove himself, because I always found Paul Simon to be an amazing innovator, a completely unique songwriter. And yet, his energies, at least when I was in my 20s and 30s, he seemed so fragile and delicate, as if he was one unfavorable review away from being seen as not being worthy of recognition. But now, At the age of 74 years of age, he has come full circle and is now embodying those qualities of grace and dignity. And you know what? He no longer has to prove himself to anyone. I'm not sure when this started for him. Perhaps it started early in his 40s, 50s, perhaps in his 60s. But I can tell you personally, having turned 61, actually I just turned 62 this past year, that when you get to this stage of your life, the stage in which you realize that you don't have to justify any part of yourself to anyone, it is utterly magical. It's magical because you realize that the narrative or the inner dialogue that you might have perpetuated about not being good enough, not being worthy, perhaps not measuring up, or being in constant competition with others, all of this was just merely an illusion. And what is most important is what we think about ourselves and that we authentically and honestly show up in the world. You know, looking at his new photo on his album to endorse his tour, I can energetically see that there's a softness, a sweetness in this soul who seems totally at peace in knowing who he is and his place in the grand scheme of life. In the seats that we were seated in at the Hollywood Bowl, I struck up a conversation with a mother and daughter who were sharing our box seats. They said that they were excited to see Paul Simon, but the mother commented that she could not believe that he was still touring because that lifestyle of being on the road and touring was just not appropriate for someone in their 70s. You know, I wondered if Stevie Nicks, who is close to being 70, would agree with her. And Stevie Nicks is more in demand and hotter than ever on TV and touring. And how about the piano man, Billy Joel? Wonderful, his concerts are sold out at nearly 70. Mick Jagger, still going at 74. So is Paul McCartney at 75. And I, at the age of 62, just had two of my novels, two of my books, go number one, Amazon international bestsellers at the age of 62. You know, with this woman's words still ringing in my ears that it wasn't appropriate for him at his age to go on tour, it got me wondering about the phrase age appropriate. You know, many people are not only amazed at Paul Simon's longevity and that he is still touring in his 70s, but they're amazed at how fresh and creative his new album is, as he is once again clearly exploring new avenues with new instruments and new rhythms. Sure, those of us who remember him from decades ago were thrilled to dance to Graceland and Julio Down by the Schoolyard, Crazy After All These Years, Diamonds on the Soles of Her Shoes, and many other songs. But it was the juices of his creativity that still flowed in his new songs that caught my attention the most. Many of us who are conscious and we are living an awakened life have our goals and our dreams and our desires, but how many of us really truly envisage creating the physical manifestation of those dreams into our 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s, and beyond? You know, this reminded me of a previous caller into my show who asked me when she could retire. The posse of angels were quick to point out that if she was passionate and she loved what she was doing, then she would never wish to retire from it, regardless of her age, because it fed and nurtured and nourished her soul. Yet many of us were programmed to retire because of the dictates of age, rather than being excited to keep creating because we felt passionately motivated and joyful by our creations. Much of the modern Western society has been driven by a culture of youth, And once one's looks fade, that person is supposed to retire, put their affairs in order, as if they had nothing left to contribute. Yet this goes counter to the beliefs of many around the world in cultures throughout time, whether it was Native Americans, the Mayans, Asian cultures. It was the wise crones, in particular, the older women of the tribe, who had pride of place to be the revered teachers and vessels that carried the wisdom to impart to the next generation. I believe that the whole notion of age appropriateness was perpetuated in order to suppress the wisdom and the invaluable experience that these older individuals can share with others. Seems to me that the term age appropriate was created to put limitations and restrictions on what each of us is capable of and what is possible at any age. There have been many people who have had enormous success later in life as their persistence, their belief in themselves, their determination, and their passion for what they love doing propelled them into new experiences in their latter years. For instance, Julia Child debuted her first TV show when she was 51, and that launched her into fame as an international chef. Laura Ingalls Wilder did not publish her Little House on the Prairie book until she was 64 years of age, and many of us watched the viral video of Britain's Got Talent, Susan Boyle, who at the age of 48 went from living in a tiny flat with her cat to worldwide recognition with her extraordinary rendition of I Dreamed a Dream from Les Miserables and went on to catapult her into global success. Now, the Posse of Angels is jumping in here, and they're reminding us that you are never too old to do something amazing, and that no one ages in heaven, unless they choose to look older for some reason. In my book, One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, I speak about the etheric council and how they often choose to look like wise old sages. Now, they are asking us, the Posse of Angels, to think back to our younger days and think how much of our time and energy was focused on our looks and whether we measured up to the competition. For many of us, our self-esteem and what we thought we could do was largely based on how the rest of the world reacted to us, rather than that inner acceptance and knowing that we are perfect and fully co-created by God's source to be who we divinely are. And the Posse of Angels is reminding us that with so many of us clearing our energy fields by doing things like being mindful of what we eat, being conscious of what we think, and how we nurture and nourish our souls emotionally and spiritually, we find that our energetic frequency is of such a high vibration that we are reversing the signs of aging and we're feeling younger and younger as we grow older. So, what may have seemed like a limited shelf life, like a dream or an experience that once could only have been done when we were younger, is for many not a problem in their latter years. So let's take a look at what we should be doing at what age. Well, quite frankly, with the amount of diversity in the world, and with more and more people finally awakening to honoring their desires and not following an appropriate age at which to retire, we see people of all ages stepping forward into living the life of their dreams. Now, the Posse of Angels is reminding us that if we feel good about ourselves, and we do not restrict for any reason as to what makes our heart happy and gets us wiggling with excitement, then we allow ourselves to experience joy and fulfillment, which emotionally charges our immune systems. With charged immune systems, we have more energy to devote to our endeavors and our projects as we continually fuel the fire of our passions. As a result of this, we project a confidence and a self-assuredness that is a powerful energy that attracts others to us and makes others interested to align themselves with who we are and what we do. Now, there are certain things that we all can do to not fall into restricting ourselves by saying that we're too old to experience something or to start a new project or endeavor. Now, the first thing to do is to be absolutely 100% authentic and honest with yourself. And if something makes you happy and excited, then these are your best barometers as to stepping forward, and not if you're young enough to do something. Now, please do remember that we all do not come out of the womb walking, and then we had to either get up on our knees and rock back and forth, and then we had to crawl, some of us, along the furniture, and then stand up, and then scoot along before we took our first steps. And the majority of us, I can tell you, fell down many times. Do not follow and do not allow the fear of failure to stop you from stepping forward to action your dreams and your desires, no matter what age you are. And the Posse of Angels wishes for us to remember that one cannot succeed without failures. Now, to go beyond age being a determinant as to what we can do, what we can be, and what we can have, it is vital to keep that little boy and that little girl inside of you excited. Please allow yourself to be curious about life, and when the opportunity arises, allow yourself to go on unexpected adventures, do things that you normally wouldn't have done, and allow yourself to be open to receive in how the universe wishes to give to you. Try new things, speak to different people, challenge yourself, and know deep in your heart that there absolutely is no failure. There's only missed opportunities that we say no to out of fear. Ask yourself, what is it that I still wish to do? What do I feel excited and passionate about? What do I wish to enthusiastically share with myself and then share with the rest of the world? It is these motivations that will keep us young, just like Paul Simon at the age of 74. It will keep the juices of creativity flowing within us, nurturing and nourishing our soul, and keeping us vital and feeling alive. You know, before I had my angelic walking experience on January 11th of 2003, which I speak about in my number one Amazon International best-selling autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, the former soul of Claire Candy was obsessed with what she wore, how she looked, and constantly held herself back from doing what she wished. And she believed that she had to live by a prescribed list of guidelines as to what she could do and what she could not do. By silencing her desires and suffocating her dreams, she lost her light. She lost her will to live, and she lost her way back to finding the divine within herself. But after the angelic walk-in experience, myself, Angel Ariel, it's interesting that when I started to allow myself to be interested in what made me excited and honored my heart's longings, I took inspired to making my dreams a reality, and then others then became interested in me and promoted and supported and gave me great opportunities and connections to do what I love to do. Now, the Posse of Angels is assuring us that we were never supposed to be defined by age or any other number or anything for that matter, as we are all multidimensional, divine, eternal beings. And if we really realized our full potential and our limitless possibilities, it would blow our minds. And the Posse of Angels are reminding us that being ageless is a state of mind. I think it's a state of heart as well. Rather than stopping ourselves being limited by age, it's really important to know that we all go through different cycles in our lives, and what we once thought was impossible when we were younger, we may now have more wisdom, experience, and self-confidence to try something which we always wanted to do. What keeps us young at any age is that we are open to learning something new and allowing ourselves to be taught. Because if you think you know everything, then you're not open to receive from the universe, God, and the angels. It is in this allowance that we allow ourselves to grow, to expand our experiences on the earth plane while we're here in human form. With so much emphasis in our modern world put on youth, it is so important to remember that there's a fountain of youth in each of us. And the secret to tap into this magical fountain has nothing to do with this physical appearance. We experience it through our mind, our talents, our passions, and our creativity that we bring to life, and the love we share for ourselves and others. For when we tap into these things, each one of us will surely transcend age. You have been listening to me, Claire Candy Hoff, on Angel Healing House Radio, on Transformation Talk Radio. When we come back from this short break, we're going to be taking some of your calls for those free angel readings. If you'd like some free angel advice, channeled messages from myself and my beautiful posse of angels, please do call in on 1-800-930-2819. We will come back shortly.
Have you discovered the remarkable books at angelhealinghouse.com? Author Claire Candy Hoff has channeled rare books of inspiration and insight.
Angels of Faith is an inspiring story of healing, comfort, and hope that reminds us that death is not to be feared, but embraced with joy.
One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, takes readers on a roller coaster ride through Angel Ariel's five most important lives on Earth, as well as her experiences in the afterlife, and helps us remember our own journey across the veil.
And Claire Candy's autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, which details the 2003 soul exchange that took place when Claire Candy walked out of her body and Angel Ariel walked in, creating heaven on earth for herself and others.
To find out more about these wonderful books, visit angelhealinghouse.com today. To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hoff, Angelic Walk-In Angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Everyone, welcome back. You are here with myself, Claire Candy Hoff, and Angel Healing House Radio. By the way, Angel Healing House Radio can be heard every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on this lovely home of Transformation Talk Radio. And once again, for those who may have tuned in a little bit later, happy Halloween to those who are celebrating. And as I said at the top of the show, I hope you get more treats than you do tricks. So we're going to go to our first caller. Our first caller is Karen from Columbia, Maryland. Carolyn, you're on the line with Angel Healing House Radio. How are you today?
I'm wonderful. Thank you for having me.
You're very, very welcome. And it's interesting that you are calling in from Columbia, Maryland, because I am in Silver Spring, Maryland. I have been here for a week, so we're almost neighbors.
Oh, my. Well, that's very interesting. I was actually just looking at local practitioners, to connect with on LinkedIn, and I came across your ad for the show today. So that's how I found my way to you. So it's very interesting how the universe works, isn't it?
It is. It's just magical. And if we just surrender and we let go, we can let more magic happen. So what's happening in your world, Karen?
Well, something you said at the beginning was very interesting to me. So, you know how we kind of have a life plan and then, yeah, we may not kind of understand what was in the fine print on the contract. And I've come through a really interesting 20 years of illness, and long story short, the person who helped me heal hired me, and it was this amazing holistic biological practice, and it was just wonderful. And I thought I would retire there. This man was my hero. And some things happened, and it was really hard, and it was in August. But since then, I'm just absolutely amazed at all the opportunities that have just come my way. I have a book. I'm co-authoring a book that's coming out in December, and I would have never done that and finished the chapter if I had been working. So, you know, but one of the things that I question is when you get so many opportunities, sometimes I have a hard time listening for which one is the one that's the priority. Where do I put most of my energy? Because I have a habit of being scattered. So I was wondering if you could speak to that.
Yeah, and thank you so much for bringing this up, because the Posse of Angels just gave me that exact same message yesterday, that is exactly what's going to happen to me with all the buildup of everything that I've done, is that lots of opportunities will come in, and I'm just getting shivers all and down everywhere. So they're saying that, number one, you and me, Karen, okay, we're in the same boat. While mine haven't presented themselves yet, but you're getting myself ready, they're saying don't try to figure it out. Don't try to figure it out. Grab your pendulum and just say, dear Lord, dear God, dear angels, which is more beneficial for me to be of service and for the expansion of my soul? Because one may be seemingly more extraordinary than the next. One may have more recognition attached to it. One may go out to a wider audience. One may have more money. But in the long run, the little engine that could, the smaller one, may connect with somebody who will be monumental in another area in helping us to shine and bring our talents to the world. So the most important thing out of all of this is for anyone else besides, I know there are people on the planet besides Karen and myself in this endeavor, because actually the collective consciousness is at this stage, because we've transmuted and transformed, those of us who are awakened, so much. And now we're waiting for those opportunities and those connections to come in. That's what we've planned, and that's what we've done all of these years. We may not have known it, but that's what's gotten us to this point. So please don't try to figure it out. Just go with that intuitive gut feeling. I always defer to the Posse of Angels. I grab my pendulum, and I just say, okay, they say jump, and I just say, okay, how high, and just which direction? If I get a no, I don't even have to know the reason why it's no. I mean, it might look extraordinary on the outside, but, you know, I don't have to know, see all the staircase in order to take that first step in that direction that they're showing me. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out. I'm so grateful, Karen, that you brought this up, because it's on the wings of what I was given yesterday about all these things that are going to be presented to me, and to just intuitively go with those. And you know what? Just because we go with one doesn't mean that we're not going to do another one. It means to prioritize, right? Because if we,
exactly.
You know, And because so many of us have been quiet for so long, you know, we've tried to get something going, our books, our things, our whatever that is. And because it wasn't the right time for the planet and people to shift to perceive what we were doing, we may be at that stage where we'll grab anything and then we'll try to do all these things that are offered to us all at once, and they won't be done well, and we'll just get burnt out and exhausted.
Right.
So right. Let's go.
And that's kind of where I'm at now. It's like so many wonderful opportunities, and I'm not feeling inclined to choose just one yet. So I guess that's a really good advice, just sitting with it until that inclination comes along.
Do you want to, I mean, how many of them, I can ask the posse of angels, if you give me a 1, 2, 3 and apportion a number, they can always give you advice. Okay. Is it 1, 2, 3? Is it 2, 3, 4?
So when you say 1, 2, 3, explain.
Okay. So how many opportunities have come to you is like, and say this opportunity is number one. Okay.
I have an opportunity to be in business with a really good friend, but it's in the financial industry, but it's also putting a more holistic spiritual spin on it. Uh-huh. I have the book coming out, so there's going to be a lot of interviews and potentials to launch into speaking engagements. Uh-huh. I'm going to be finishing an essential oil certification, and I'm working on content for an app about how to biohack your health when the medical community cannot figure out how to treat someone who has a lot of these new mystery illnesses that they haven't figured out yet. So those are sort of all the things that I'm looking at right now.
Okay.
Wait. One more thing. I'm also working with a skincare line. So that's actually 5 things.
Oh my gosh. So you have your business, the book coming out, speaking engagements, essential content on an app, and the skincare, correct?
Yeah. The essential oils is like a coaching business for essential oil.
Oh, okay. And then there's the app.
And then the app.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so there's really 5 things. Okay, so where should Karen put her energies? On business, on book, on the essential oils, on the app, or on the skincare? And once again, I'm going to ask you, they like the first one. They like the business. They said, don't worry too much about the book because, for the most part, the radio and TV interviews that you can do for the book, you can do them from your home. I do international interviews all the time. And also speaking engagements, you know, you can do them on Skype and you can do them a lot on the web as well. They're saying that, so that will take care of itself, and that's probably going to pick up speed, they're saying, later on in 2018. But they're saying for now, they like the first one.
The thing with the book and the engagements would pick up in 2018, but the business is actually where to put my focus right now.
Absolutely. They're giving that a big nod.
Yeah, it resonates with kind of what I'm thinking, even though the other things kind of appeal to me more, but I'm thinking this is a more solid thing that will allow me to do the other things I wanted to do.
Yes.
So thank you so much for doing that for me.
You're very, very welcome. And actually, they're saying once the business gets underway, then all of these, I'm just getting shivers, all of these other things will just naturally be under this the heading of the business. They can be featured in that business. So I hope that's been helpful for you. I'm so grateful that you confirmed that for me, too, is to just defer to those higher-ups. I mean, they do a good job. They've led many of us, certainly me, since my angelic walk-in in January 11th, 2003, and so many of us for so many years, to follow those intuition, and see where we are divinely led. So I'm wishing you so much love, and you don't need good luck because you're making your own fortune.
Oh, my gosh. Well, thank you so much. And I actually did not even know you existed, but I am definitely going to try to connect with you here more locally. So I am happy to meet you.
Well, that's we're traveling back to Santa Monica tomorrow. But you can connect with me on Facebook, on LinkedIn, on Twitter. Just put my name in. I'm all over the place.
All right. That'd be great. All right. Have a great day and blessings to all.
Take care. Bye, Karen.
Bye-bye.
And that goes for all of us. Such a tremendous time that many of us are going to reap what we've sown, and it's getting to be such an exciting time in our lives. Okay, so let's go to our next caller. We have Beth. Beth in California. You're on the line with Claire Candy Hoff and Angel Healing House. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you this morning?
I'm very, very well. So what's happening with you?
I think it's funny because when you said you're never too old, I was thinking I was told never to wear my dresses any shorter above my knees once I hit 50. To not show your knees. All these rules about...
maybe the person that said that didn't have particularly nice knees, but how could they make that
exactly.
a general rule for everybody?
I know, right? So I'm getting my short shorts out.
Oh yeah, and so many of us like the Posse of Angels said, we've changed our diets. You know, we've stopped eating chemicals, preservative, flavoring, which you know those toxins, GMOs. You know, and we look after our health, and we're actually reversing the. The age cycles, and we have more energy. I know that's a fact for me. I feel so much younger and just raring to go.
Yeah, you look younger. on your pictures and everything. You said that after the 15th of November, there's something that's happening that's going to allow us to move forward in a quicker fashion into...
Yes, let me just go back here. It says the big news in November is that Saturn is up to some powerful hijinks. And they said between the 15th of November to the 4th of December, Saturn forces us into action. And this energy will create manifestations of huge changes on our reality. Now, many of us... are going to be very surprised. You know, the Posse of Angels said a while back about expecting the unexpected. It's not wholly unexpected in fact that that's what we've been working towards, but it may not come in the way that we quite expected it to come in. But with those opportunities that we're presented with and those connections that want to promote and they value us and they want to support us financially and in many other different ways, then what happens is Saturn gives us an almighty kick up the rear, and it makes us feel like we want to go, we want to do, we want to have more adventures, and makes us curious so that we'll step on the gas and go forward during that time. So for many in the collective...
So is that a good time for us to launch a project or to start a project? Or is that
oh,
the best
absolutely.
Time where stuff start happening?
Well, I'm asking them for you personally if it's a good time for you to launch now, and they're saying no, because it's kind of like a hiatus period for us now. That's mm-hmm. why the Posse of Angels suggested I go visit my mom this last week in October, and they're saying the second week to launch, and they're saying the third week to launch. Yeah, they're saying after November 15th. Definitely.
Okay.
They're showing me green light.
Oh, good. So can you give me an angel reading on about, like, what I need to know right now?
Yes, yes. Okay. While I'm shuffling the cards, go on.
It just feels like everything is sparkly and wonderful, and yet I'm just being. There's nothing really happening except for being. So I
they're nodding their head and they're saying, yes, dear, you are doing more than you possibly could ever imagine by just being. You said just in front of the word being, but that's the whole point.
I know.
But that's the whole point of it. And I'm just getting shivers. And they're saying, please, please don't go back into any kind of fear. Don't try to figure things out. This is a hiatus for you. They're suggesting that you go out to lunch with your friends. And they're just suggesting that you giggle and giggle and have fun. And when God and the angels wish you to be of service, man, they know where to find you, and they know that what will be presented to you will be more extraordinary than you possibly could have ever created yourself. So enjoy this time. Enjoy this time, my dear, because you're going to be very busy and you're going to be very much in demand. Very much in demand.
Okay.
So first card that comes out for you is the Seven of Cups. And the Seven of Cups card is that card that it's like out of the blue, all of these opportunities and connections are going to manifest for you. And not that you'll never have another time to rest and to be joyful and at peace, but they're saying this is a really important, it's like a gift that's been given to you to really rest and have fun and play. The next card that's coming out for you, you've got two sevens. Two sevens is doing the work of the divine. Two, and the sevens are so lucky. So not only are these things going to like mushroom and manifest out of the ethers, but the Seven of Pentacles is that one of seeing those seeds that you planted with everything that you've done, and they're going to start to blossom. And the third one is the two of swords. And this is, they're also saying for you too, that you're going to be presented with several different things, just like Karen, and they're telling myself that I'm going to be presented with things, and then the choices need to be made, how to prioritize, how to, you know, what would best be giving your energies and your interests to, and then delegate. And they're saying very important to be able to delegate so that you don't burn out. So it's really important. They said to pull one more card for you, and which is the Star card. This is you being the star. This is you being the star and thrust out there, and being that person in authority. So they're saying, welcome, Beth, because you've done an incredible job, extraordinary job, and now the world is ready to see you as this star. So I hope that's all been helpful.
Oh, my gosh. What an amazing reading. That's very, very helpful. Thank you so much.
You're
that
welcome.
Beautiful.
Sending you lots of hugs and kisses.
Much love to you, beautiful angel.
Okay, take care, sweetheart. Bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
And that goes for all of us. Jeez, you know, those two readings. Karen seems to have lots of things on the hop. If you haven't yet, these, and you're still in this hiatus that Beth and myself have been given as this time to nurture and nourish ourselves, it's really important to do that. Okay, let's go to our next caller. We've got Elena in New York. I hope I'm pronouncing that properly. Elena, you're on the line with Angel Healing House Radio and myself, Claire Candy Hoff.
Yes, hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Yes,
how
can you
are
hear
you?
Me? I'm well, thank you.
Yes, thank you for taking me. Yes. Are you getting a message from the angel for me?
Any, did you say any signs from the angels?
Yeah, for me.
Okay. Do you have a question? Do you have a question that you can ask them?
So I'm going to Italy soon.
Oh, if you will go to Italy soon?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, let me ask them if you will go to Italy soon. Yes, they're saying yes, and it's feeling really good. Do you have a trip planned?
Not yet.
Not yet. Well, they're saying that, let me see, in 2017, they're saying no. But they're saying in 2018 that there will be a trip that you either will plan yourself or this will be presented to you, and you will have much joy. In which part of Italy, Elena, would you go to?
Sicily.
Sicily, okay.
Sicily.
Well, Sicily, let's have a... Let's have a lovely look at the cards and see what advice that the angels have for you in the three minutes that we have left. Okay. All right. The card that's come out for you is the Eight of Swords. Oh, and the Eight of Swords is, for me, it's always a card of trust. The angels want you to trust that you're always looked after. They want you to trust that you will be given the signs on when will be the best time for you to go to Italy. They want you to know the next card is the Magician card, and that if you open up to experience more magic in your life, then your angels can bring you more magical signs. The next one is the Death card, and the Death card is a card of new beginnings. Rarely does this card mean that somebody passes away. It could mean that, but in this instance, they're saying it's a card of new beginnings. So it does look like you are going to be traveling in 2018. So the Posse of Angels and myself are wishing you safe travels and a beautiful journey in 2018. So I hope that's been helpful.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Elena. Take care. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
And that just about wraps up our show today. Thank you to all my callers. Thank you to listeners. Thank you to those people who send me emails. And like I said in the beginning of the channel, let me know what that plot twist for you will be in the next 2 months, because that is exactly what we have been working towards, all the healing, all the bringing into alignment, all the working on our health and our relationships and everything else. It has brought us to this culmination, to this point, which we are now open to receive those connections and opportunities and wonderful endeavors that will send us out into the world so that we can shine our brightest. If you would like to find out more information on my number one Amazon international best-selling books, One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, and my autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, as well as my first book, Angels of Faith, please do go to the Angel Healing House website, which is angelhealinghouse.com. And like always, I tell everybody that the power is within you. You are divine. And to let everything that is not divine completely fall away so that your brilliance and your illumination and your radiant soul can shine forth on the planet. Please do take inspired action to those things and do not let age restrict you in any way as to what you can do, what you can be, and what you can have. So go out, as always, and start to fashion or continue to fashion a beautiful life for yourself. Love and angel blessings, as always, and I look so forward once again to speak with you next week. Take care. Bye.